Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for lesson 159 from A Course in Miracles workbook. The lesson today is, I give the miracles I have received. I am going to read just a paragraph two. It says, you understand that you are healed when you give healing. You accept forgiveness as accomplished in yourself when you forgive. You recognize your brother as yourself, and thus do you perceive that you are whole. There is no miracle you cannot give, for all are given you. Receive them now by opening the storehouse of your mind where they are laid and giving them away. As I contemplate this lesson, I let myself become clear about what a miracle is. The miracle is, for me, changing the mind, recognizing that the mind doesn't know, and that there may be more to something. I loved the line where he says, when he talks about receive them now by opening the storehouse of your mind where they are laid and then giving them away. And this opening of the storehouse of your mind is a backing up away from any position or way I want it to be, to opening up the mind . I've seen it so many times in my life where I've made a decision, I've made a judgment, and I've believed it. And from that point forward, I've lost all of my true intelligence because I'm blinded. And the miracle is backing up, seeing that I don't really know, and that judgment wasn't true, to open the mind back up to all the possibilities. And in that place where there are all the possibilities, that's where true intelligence lies, where one can truly see the whole picture. If I can see the whole picture, then there is nothing to judge. And I give as I've received. As I've received the whole picture, I give the whole picture back to everyone around me. It's the most compassionate thing I can do for myself and for everyone else, is to open up the storehouse of my mind, to simply open up by letting go of all the judgments, allowing myself to return to intelligence, to Christ's vision, Christ's vision, it says, is the miracle in which all miracles are born. Christ's vision comes from this opening of the storehouse of your mind. From this open storehouse, Christ's vision is where all the miracles are born. It says Christ's vision is the bridge between the worlds. If I have made judgment and I'm only seeing half of the picture, I can't see the other world, the other half, the truth. Once I back up and return to the open storehouse of the mind, an open mind, then I can see the whole picture. I can see the worlds. I return to intelligence. It says this is the Holy Spirit's single gift, the treasure house to which you can appeal with perfect certainty for all the things that can contribute to your happiness. It says this is the Holy Spirit's single gift, the treasure house to which you can appeal with perfect certainty for all the things that can contribute to your happiness. The Holy Spirit's gift is that open mind where intelligence reigns. It says all can be received but for the asking, the willingness. You can't go back. You now know. It's there. You can ask for it. Have the willingness to have an open mind. Step back into that storehouse of the open mind. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to return to an open mind, to let go of all the stories that I tell myself, to let go of all the judgments, to simply return back to what's true. I don't know. I don't know. That is the place of the open mind, allowing it all to be there just as it is. Amen. And we'll close our eyes and we'll sit in stillness, closing our eyes, taking a few deep breaths. Allowing ourselves to be here right now, nowhere else. If the mind wants to wander off, simply bring it back to right now. Using the breath to simply be here. Allowing the body, the mind, to simply rest and release. Sinking into this open-minded storehouse of simply being, without any plans, without any wants, desires. Simply sit with the openness. Simply sit in Christ's vision. Not needing or wanting for anything. Accepting forgiveness is accomplished in you. How does that feel to have forgiveness accomplished? Feel the release of having that accomplished. Feel the gratitude from this place of accomplishment, of forgiveness, this space of an open mind, free from judgments and labels, free from needing any outcome, simply being open and free, completely protected. Accomplished forever. If the mind wants to wander, simply bring it back to this moment right now. If it's helpful, use the breath by just watching it and relaxing into it. With your attention on the breath, notice the open mind. And if any judgment has crept in, simply back up and let it go and return back to your intelligence, the open mind, Christ's vision. You have an open mind, an open storehouse of intelligence. You see the glorious, beautiful, full picture as Christ's vision. All of it is as it should be. Feeling gratitude for this opened mind, completion, a knowing that doesn't come from the mind of the human, but from Christ's vision. From the Holy Spirit's single gift. feeling gratitude that you can return back to the open mind storehouse of Christ's vision. Any moment you have the willingness to. Feeling the love and compassion that comes from this storehouse of an open mind. The nature of what you are becomes clear when you're in the storehouse of the open mind. And from this open mind, you can hand out to all you meet the compassion and the love that you find in this open mind storehouse. In this open-minded storehouse, here the world remembers what was lost, when it chose to not be open-minded. But you can repair it by simply returning back to the open-minded storehouse of Christ's vision. Simply remain there. Never closing down. Never judging again. You're complete in forgiveness. Living a life of joy and happiness and compassion and peace. Remaining always in the stillness, the openness. Thank you for joining with me for Workbook Lesson 159, I Give the Miracles I Have Received. Namaste.